Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a change in your life, a real change that will last for a lifetime. Because Jesus came into the world to deliver, to set people free from the bondage of the enemy, pray God, which is Satan, and cause you to live a brand new life, free, separated from the bondage of sin, and get you ready for heaven, praise God. The Lord has blessed the devil and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry. We have went into the jails and prisons to preach this Holy Ghost gospel. Praise God. We have had some Holy Ghost services in them jails and prisons that we visit. Praise God. And I'm telling you, we know this is 2020 and the coronavirus has hit our country. And the jails and prisons are closed right now to, amen, to ministry. Praise God. From the outside. But we're here on radio, still preaching the gospel. Praise God. Especially to those of you that's behind prison bars. As well as those of you that's out there in the free world, to let you know Jesus is still in the saving and healing business. Praise God. We're going to continue the message we started last month here on the broadcast, talking about walking in the blessings of Abraham. I want you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for this exciting message throughout the month of October. Praise God. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Sister Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we talked about last month, Abram, how that God told Abram to leave his family and go to the land I will show you. Praise God. Sister Velvet, Genesis 12 and 1. What did the Bible say?
And the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee thou shalt all families of the earth be blessed.
Now God made a promise to Abram. Let Abram know if he obey him, he would be blessed. God is making a promise to us, letting us know that he has something better for your life. You don't have to live your life all your days being a slave to sin. But Jesus come to bring you out. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus come to set you free. Amen. Jesus come to give you a better life, to change you and make you a brand new man and a brand new woman. Praise God. Jesus said, St. John 8:36, for he who the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom and put your enemy, which is the devil, under your feet.
Amen.
Now, Abram believed God. He couldn't see it with his physical eye. You see, Satan loved to play tricks with your natural eye. He'll show you things, and it's really a lie, praise God. He tell you You're missing a good time in alcohol. You're missing a good time in drugs. You're missing a good time running the streets. He'll show you these things. But it's up to you to not let the devil fool you. Abram believed God. Now, God told Abram, leave his family. Go to the land I will show you. Abram did not see what God was showing him, but he believed God. We believe this word. We believe what this Bible said. If we believe on Jesus, we can have eternal life. If we believe on Jesus, he will deliver us from our sin. If we believe on Jesus, he will put us on the road to heaven. And heaven is a beautiful place. We believe God. And God proved himself to let you know he is real in what he said. Praise God. Amen. Now, God is real if you believe it. Now, Satan liked to play games. He will show you things. Once you get into it, it's not like he said it. He'll turn out to be a lie. How many times people drink alcohol and then, amen, have cirrhosis of the liver? Alcohol tore up families. Cause people to be drunk driving on the highway. Cause people to hurt other people. Amen. Through car accidents. Driving under the influence of alcohol. Amen. Look how drugs destroy people's lives. Amen. See, Satan liked to paint the picture like it looking good. To entice you to get into it. Once you get into it, then you find out it's a lie. Praise God. Look how Satan played that trick on Adam and Eve in the garden. When God put them in a good place, they had a good position, could live for eternity, stay young, didn't have to work. Eve didn't have to have children in child pain. Praise God. They was in a good position, but Satan made that tree of knowledge of good and evil appealing to them. And once they fell for their trap, then they realized it was a lie. Praise God. I want to let you know, the world of sin ain't nothing but a lie. You heard me? Don't let Satan trap you in that world of sin. So many people fall into the trap. You got preachers under the trap. But Jesus come to bring you out the trap. Amen. To set you free. So that you won't have to die in your sins and be like the rich man. Lift your eyes up in hell. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, Abram believed God. He believed God. And God blessed Abram. If you believe this word, you will give up the world. Give up sin. Let the devil go. Amen. Repent. Turn from your sin. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sin. You won't sin no more. Praise God. Let the Lord convert you. Praise God. Let him justify you. Give you peace. Let him breathe in your soul and sanctify you holy. We're going to talk about that later on in, amen, on another broadcast. Amen. But I want to let you know, Jesus come to get you ready for heaven. Praise God. Amen. You got to believe his word like Abraham believed God. You got to believe his word. Abraham believed God's word. Praise God. And when he believed God's word, God worked a wonder in Abram's life. You believe the word of God, the Lord will change your life. You won't be the same anymore. He'll take away that old desire of sin. Give you a brand new nature. Give you a mind to live right. Cause you to live right. Oh, yes, sir. Glory to God. Amen. You ask me, chubbing home, do it last? Yes, it will. It will last you from January to December. Praise God. Year after year. Oh, yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm telling you, you can have joy like a river in your soul. Jesus told the woman at the well in the 4th chapter of St. John. He said, you drink of that natural water, you'll thirst again. But you drink of the water I shall give you, you shall never thirst. For I'll be in you a well of water springing up. Glory to God. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ will give you that joy praise God. You can't find nowhere out there in the world, glory to God. No club, amen. No alcohol, amen. No drug, praise God. Can't do you like Jesus can, praise God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We're just getting started, Sister Velvet. Because I'm telling you, we're going to have church with this message, glory to God. Walking in the blessings of Abraham. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put that joy in them. Put that peace and love in the heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. In the name of Jesus. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Amen. During the coronavirus, let the gospel still reach them in the name of Jesus. Lord, glory to God. Take care of your saints. Immunize them. Amen. From the coronavirus. And those that believe on you, immunize them from the coronavirus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask it. Amen and amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. The Lord is so good. The song says God is a good God. Yes, He is. And that God, He can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. So you believe that prayer and hold that prayer. You have got your victory. You have got your deliverance. Hallelujah. Keep on praising. Like the message he's saying that Abraham believed God and obeyed. You do the same thing. You believe his word and obey. You will come out on top every time. Don't behind prison bar, we thank you. Ella Holmes and I love you. And we're not just saying that, we mean it from our heart. Jesus loves you even more and have a plan and a purpose for you. You are not forgotten. So please do not forget that you were loved and you were important. Don't let any free will think for your prayer is a part of our ministry. You also can call for prayer because God has no respect of person. He's the way done for one, He will do it for the other. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, He is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for the family. That we continue to do ministry. As soon as we get the green light, we'll be going back, doing what God called us to do, to bring the gospel to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. And those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with that Holy Ghost website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Praise God. To the next broadcast of Chaplain William Holmes, along my beautiful companion, Sir Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.